go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, Mark, Beers, Buzz.
Buzz!
Oh, it's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Here we go.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. And now here with news, here's our friend Buzz.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is actually more speculation, this first thing. More speculation than news, but too fascinating to pass up.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be something, after all of this, if John McCain wasn't even eligible to serve as president?
How's that?
The Constitution limits the field to natural-born citizens. McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone.
I brandish him, dang you, Mike.
When his Navy... Navy parents.
There's no way he could be president if he's born in a foreign country.
He's from out of town.
Yeah, I think there's no chance.
His Navy parents were stationed there, and nothing like this has ever happened before, so there's no legal precedent for it. Many law school articles have been written about this subject, but the rule in the Constitution is so vague, there's been no clear conclusion. I'm not finished yet, John.
Senator McCain is
now
not
you just sit tight here.
One
had
law.
A chance to think this thing out.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
That works.
One law professor says there are strong arguments that McCain is eligible, but quoting the professor, it is not a slam dunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully the next president of the United States, the Honorable John McCain.
Now, when I was a lad and old Ship was a pup, over hills and in valleys, we strayed.
God.
John McCain. Jump in anytime, Buzz.
Okay, there's now talk of a constitutional amendment to make the rule more clear. Certainly, the children of Americans serving in the military should not be excluded from growing up to be president. But wouldn't it be something if they were?
Tell them, Johnny Ringo.
Ringo.
We've not called you that for a while,
not
have we?
For a while. I actually missed it.
Ringo. Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I like the name. Johnny.
Ringo.
Ringo. If there's any doubt about Americans' interest in this presidential race, all you have to do is look at the numbers. Lowly, practically non-existent MSNBC was the fourth most watched network Tuesday night.
Why don't you shut up?
Because I'm not done, John. It scored, and MSNBC did, the highest ratings it has seen in its 11-year history.
Wow.
And although American Idol, I'm talking about.
I know how far it is.
The debate, of course.
I wish it had been in high def.
And although, yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that helped Hillary.
You're probably right.
Could be. Although American Idol won the night in the 9 o'clock hour, the debate ran a close second.
What about that
Idol.
Barack Obama?
Well, now that was real smart if you want it.
Yeah, well.
Weren't it?
It was.
Weren't it?
ABC News says thousands of aliens.
Why don't you shut up?
Because I'm not finished, John. ABC News says thousands of aliens are illegally enrolled in flight schools here in the U.S. in spite of the laws passed after 9/11.
I ain't going to sit here and explain it all over again now.
Good.
I don't have to explain nothing to you two.
Right.
All right, John, settle down.
Aliens are still getting certified and still flying planes, some of them without the proper papers. Homeland Security says it's keeping an eye on all this, and yet ABC's report is no less true.
Aliens flying around the country, that's like a UFO story.
John McCain, what do you have to say about that?
Now, don't you try to do nothing about this situation yourself. You just leave that to me and the boys.
Good.
Oh, Senator John McCain.
I feel better.
Do they have green skin, these aliens?
Why don't you shut up?
Robbie was just telling you to shut up.
I know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't saying. He
Hi.
Isn't. He isn't saying I'll be
Hi,
back.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's saying give them
what
back.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold's talking about all the tanks and other equipment that the federal government has taken from his California National Guard for shipment to Iraq and Afghanistan.
I was thinking about throwing my own army together. You know, ever since Maria endorsed that other guy, you know, if she's going to work for Barack Obama, then I'm going to start my own military, just like my father would have wished.
Well, you used to have your own military until the government took it away from you.
I'll get it back.
Quoting Arnold, they don't bring it back. Arnold told his fellow governors meeting here in Washington, the equipment drain leaves his state without the Humvees and radios it needs in the event of an earthquake or some other disaster.
Plus, I want to have my own Air Force.
Hey, did you see those paintings that Adolf Hitler made?
Yeah, I thought they were really good. I wish I could bid on them. You know, if I had the money. Uh-huh. I do have the money. I will own them.
You do. You can. You will.
Dankeschön.
They shall be yours.
Ah!
Arnold is not alone. Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius says her state had trouble responding to a recent tornado because 15 of the state's National Guard's 19 Black Hawk helicopters were already overseas.
I got one thing to say to her.
What's that?
KEC.
KEC?
Yeah, you figure it out. That's my initials today. Uh-huh. KEC. Okay?
Okay.
That's right.
Also missing a lot of National Guard personnel.
Yeah. Keep eating.
Well, now that was real smart of him, wasn't
it? It was rather clever. And the Emmy.
No, I got to tell you.
I want to tell you.
I wanted to.
Yes?
I must explain.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry to put you in that position.
Please do.
Sometimes we answer the phones during commercials.
Oh, I see.
No, we don't do it as much as we used to.
No,
really?
Don't.
So we got done with that, and I don't even pick up the phone and say, like, hello, Don and Mike. We just click on the line, and I just play tapes like that.
Hello.
Like that.
And we had some guy from Sacramento, and finally I just started just saying the most vulgar,
right,
disgusting. I was saying
but a unique one that I particularly enjoyed.
Yeah, it implied he had a past and a future.
Yes, exactly. KEC.
That's right.
And I think we should adopt it, you know? Okay, buddy. KEC.
Gotcha.
KEC, MF.
I said, keep eating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something. And rather than say, oh my God, you just insulted me, the guy laughed and said,
oh, he loved it.
I love you guys. And I said, keep eating, see, in Sacramento. And he went, yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well,
of course he did.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you, that has a future on a t-shirt.
Right. KEC.
Summer of 08. Mm-hmm. Keep eating. Bad word for penis.
Fantastic.
Sexy word for penis.
Delightful.
You've spelled it out clearly.
Right. The rooster crows.
The Emmy goes to Simon Cowell, the Academy of Television Arts.
You know, you've got real potential.
And no, you do, Simon. The Academy of Television Arts and Sciences is about to add a new primetime Emmy category for Best Reality Host. The first statue will likely be awarded this fall. The daytime Emmys already have a game show category.
That's almost like that Panama technicality, though, you know.
Technically.
He's not a host.
Not a host,
Ryan
really.
Seacrest win?
Did you read any of that stuff today about Ryan Seacrest taking over the radio world?
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised, but I didn't see it.
Ugh.
This guy has boundless energy, to say the very least.
Mm. We are beyond debating his talent or non-talent. Mm. There's no doubt that the MF-er has never met a job he does not take.
It's truly amazing. I don't know how the guy does it. Yeah. I really don't know how the guy does it.
He's got more ambition than anybody I've never met the guy, anybody I've ever heard of in radio.
Right, yes.
Besides doing this horrendous Kiss FM morning show.
Mm-hmm. 5 to 10 a.m.
every day. And he does American Top 40, and he does the crap for E! Entertainment TV, and
right.
He does the American Idol, and he does all of the filming with that has to do with the filler stuff.
Now New Year's Eve, red carpet at the Oscars.
He's going to be owns a restaurant. Now he's going to be.
Does he really?
He's going to be syndicating his own show, his morning show, also syndicating an afternoon version of his show.
Oh,
he's also the money behind the show,
sure.
Meaning that 50% of the profits go to his pocket.
Right.
And he's found some way to tie the whole goddamn thing in to American Idol.
Yep. Yep, and producing his own television shows. He's got his own production company now as well.
Sure.
He's producing the television show with Denise Richards.
Right,
Charlie Sheen is ready to knock his block off because he's so pissed off.
I say this with, seriously, nothing but respect.
Sure.
How a guy, that's the American dream, because there's a guy really with no true talent.
Right.
His talent is being a disc jockey, being an MC.
Right.
And God damn it, I am jealous of the fact he works so hard.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of the fact that Ryan Seacrest goes out and gets all these jobs.
Truly Jesus. Amazing. And I never met a job he didn't like. Absolutely.
Ryan Dunkelman just got a nice car at CarMax.
Dunkelman.
Speaking of reality shows, the idiot on Big Brother who referred to autistic children as retards, even though he works with autistic kids.
He's mentally retarded.
Has been fired from his job with the United Autism Foundation. Adam Jasinski said on the show that he wanted to open a hair salon for people with autism so, quote, retards can get it together and get their hair done, end quote.
He's out of there.
The great thing about Adam being fired from his real-life job is he doesn't know it yet. He'll find out when he gets voted out of the house.
That is fun. Mayor's Gone Wild when we continue.
Does anybody watch Big Brother? Is that the show you were just talking about, Big Brother?
Uh-huh. No one does, Don.
No. It's still on?
Yeah, it's on.
Exactly.
What channel?
It's, this channel opposite Idol.
CBS.
Oh, I like the host.
Idol.
I'm going to give Idol a chance tonight. I want something awful.
Boy.
I want something awful tonight, though.
Not going to happen.
I want a contestant to break down. I want someone to cry. I want someone to totally forget the words.
Well, then you better hope that Danny Noriega gets voted off.
Fist fight.
Because you'll see tears then.
I want somebody's voice to crack. I want the guy's wig to come off tonight. I want somebody's water to break.
The little Asian girl, she gets voted off tonight, she might cry.
She'll cry no matter what.
She cries when the other people get voted off.
She cries when you put MSG in her.
You know, that's the whole thing, though. Tonight, of all the nights this week, of all the three nights, this is the one. There'll be tears. Worth tuning in. Why not?
Mm. Yeah, I will, but...
Little Rick Deasy there.
Why not?
I want more. I want more Idol. I want you to know something. I'm like the woman on Cops. You keep beating me, and when the cops show up, I say, don't take him away because I love him.
If I see any naked, ugly men on any of the other channels, I'll call you.
Call me. If Taboo is on.
If Taboo? Taboo.
I got to have something on Idol tonight. There's got to be something I mean that's going to make everybody in the world tomorrow say, did you see that show tonight? Or I'm about ready to jump off.
Yeah, if you don't see it, I would tell Simon and Seacrest to KEC.
That's right.
Keep eating C.
You know, what about we put a naked ugly man on Idol for you? Like Azamat.
How about for Cheesy?
For Cheesy.
What's the right way to say his name?
Huh?
What's the Nigerian way to say his name?
Chikweze.
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 Hi, Captain.
Yes, Captain.
Hi, Captain.
KEC.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
And that's it for sports, so hang up the cleats. Bring out your jog bra and tell Mother to put on the kettle.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A preschool teacher in Houston has been caught repeatedly telling her four-year-olds they are stupid. Suspicious parents planted a tape recorder in their daughter's backpack to find out why little Megan had been misbehaving.
Hey, that's like what George did on Seinfeld.
The Jerry Lewis trick. Quoting the teacher on the tape, "You are all just stupid kids." The teacher has not been fired, just transferred to another class because, after all, she has been with the school district 30 years.
Oh, yeah, keep her around.
But were the kids stupid?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they're stupid.
Yeah, well, there'll be a trial. In today's installment of Mayor's Gone Wild, the mayor of La Mesa, California, just outside San Diego, was found passed out drunk on a city street last week alongside another city employee who was equally unconscious.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
The mayor says this was an unfortunate incident and promises it won't happen again there. That should take care of that. And in Oregon, a small town mayor's been fired for posing in lingerie on a city fire truck. The 42-year-old MILF named Carmen served her city 3 years before this week's recall election.
Oh, so it's a lady mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, they got rid of her?
Yeah, she's out of there.
Oh, that sucks. I saw that story about that. Big deal.
Great body.
Yeah, very nice body. Yeah.
Nice box.
And I thought tasteful photographs.
Man, all those guys, KEC.
Keep eating C.
That's right. There will be more than 90 parades next month across the nation celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Kind of funny since it's not an official holiday.
Hey.
There's a movement to change that. An online petition.
What?
A petition with a deadline of midnight March 16th is trying to get 1 million signatures to send to Congress.
Isn't this a thing by the beer company?
Uh-huh. Petition just happens to be sponsored by a well-known Irish stout beer company.
And that's wrong because?
They have 70,000 petitions so far.
I think it's a fine idea.
For signatures.
Then how would you feel about this? How would you feel about this, Mr. Lucky Charms?
Yes.
How about if Corona and Corona Light got Cinco de Mayo? 1 million gringos to write that Cinco de Mayo should be a national holiday.
Someday. I'm for it.
Someday.
Where's that lie detector?
I am really for it.
Where's that?
The more drinking holidays, the better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. For him.
You can
better make Labor Day a drinking holiday.
You can also find...
Isn't it?
Isn't it already?
They all are for me.
You can also find this St. Patrick's Day petition in bars. You can find it in restaurants, and there'll be TV ads about it in the days to come.
Some people will be celebrating both days, both the 17th and the Saturday before, which is the 15th.
I see.
I know what you want a commercial.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Huh. There you go. But
big party's going to be Saturday.
But the government says there are 36 million residents.
Find the hare and the corned beef, and your next beer is free.
If I'm on the premises. Let's not get crazy.
36 million residents with Irish ancestry in the U.S., which is nearly 9 times more than Ireland.
And the rest of them want to be us.
What's the bad word for them? The
harps.
Harps. That's right. All you harps.
Now, that's where I draw the line.
You taught it to me.
I taught it to you. That's right.
All you harps, Mike.
No Irish need apply.
There's one Irishman in particular making headlines today. He's 57-year-old Bob McNichol from County Mayo.
How are you?
Bob works in the recycling business, and he lost an eye to a splash of molten aluminum.
How are you?
But he can now see out of the eye again now that his son's tooth has been implanted there. An obscure technique uses tooth and jawbone to support an artificial cornea.
How do you see it out of a how do you see out of a teeth?
They planted an artificial cornea on the tooth that was taken out of his son. The tooth serves as a support mechanism for the cornea.
But now me eye has bad breath.
Doctors thought Bob.
I gotta brush my eyes.
They thought Bob Jr. would be a better donor than Bob himself, since young Bob is only 23.
Bless you, young Bob.
After 15 hours of surgery, quoting Bob Sr., now I can watch television.
That's exciting.
They use the eye tooth.
And exactly. And finally, all about the crotch. Since forever, it's been tradition in Italy for men to grab their crotches. They do this as a superstition to ward off bad luck. They would do it, say, for example, as a funeral procession passed, and oddest of all, when disaster struck. But as of today, it is now a crime in Italy for a guy to scratch, pat, or grab down there in public. The court making the ruling called it a matter of public decorum and decency. It said crotch grabbing is, quote, a manifestation of lack of education.
That is so true, Dick.
And a 33-year-old woman in
My balls itch.
Woman in
33-year-old woman in Danbury, Connecticut, is on probation after she grabbed a man's crotch.
What?
A woman in Danbury, Connecticut, grabbed a man's crotch.
Yeah.
She's in trouble for it.
Why?
Well, because this man was portraying Santa Claus at the Danbury Mall at the time.
What? Like, so Santa can't get a boner?
Her lawyer blamed the medication. Santa pressed charges. The lawyer blames her medication, even though the woman was bragging about it afterward.
Grab Santa's crotch.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
And then Santa said, ho, ho, ho. Keep eating my big man Santa Z. Okay, that's it. We're officially out.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow for the 300 show.
Yay.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Ready to be nice tomorrow?
I can't wait till March 15th. I'm going to keep eating C.
Yes. D-E-C, everybody. See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.